Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. We're continuing on in a message I began a few days ago on having power in prayer. Prayer is our lifeline to God, and we have covered a number of areas, and we want to continue right on. We've talked about repentance. We've talked about the importance of sincerity, the importance of humility. And the fourth requirement to put power in our prayers is obedience. And this cannot be stressed enough, to love God with all our hearts and to love Him with all of our mind and to obey His word in obedience will put power in our prayers. There's a reference in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, starting at verse 13, which declares, "And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul." And then it goes on for a number of verses of talking about the blessings God will give. Verse 14, rain in its season, the first and latter rain, and sending grass in the fields. But he said in verse 16, "Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside to serve other gods and worship them. Then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven that there be no rain." Verse 18, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. Teach them to your children." It goes on and on, talking about to the children of Israel, if they wanted the blessings of the Lord, God required obedience. And it's also, God has not changed. He asks that of His New Testament believers. In Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 16 and 17, the word of the Lord declares, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." Beloved, this is putting the Lord in rightful position in our lives, coming under His lordship. A lord or a king is someone who is obeyed absolutely. There is no contravening His authority. And what did Jesus say in John, the 14th chapter, verses 14 and 15? He said, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." And then in verse 15, he goes on to say, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." And in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 22, the word states, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." There are so many other references I could give, but I think I don't need to convince you anymore or with any stronger scriptures that obedience is the important thing. If we will keep His commandments and we will do all that we can to serve Him, then He will bless us. If we should sin, well, we know we have an advocate with the Father. But the difference is we don't make it a lifestyle. We're not persisting in sin. Let's move on now, because there's many more requirements, if you will, to share about putting power in our prayers. And the fifth requirement I'd like to share with you is the importance of faith. Now we know that without faith, it's impossible to please God or to receive anything from Him. Our faith cannot waver in confidence for His love, His wisdom, and His power. And I'll just share some scriptures with you. I won't read them, but Hebrews 11 and 6, Mark 11, 22 through 24, and James 1, 6 through 7. Remember, he's saying there about wisdom, let him ask in faith, let him ask, nothing wavering, because he that wavereth is as a wind of the sea tossed to and fro. All things, beloved, are possible with God. We say that, we affirm that, but also all things are possible to those who believe. Nothing shall be impossible to him that believes. Faith claims what it asks for. Jesus said to the centurion in Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 13, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. What a tremendous, marvelous moment that was when a centurion, a Roman soldier, came to Jesus and basically sent the word that he understood authority. He had a soldier, he would command him to do a certain thing, or a servant, come and do this, and because he spoke the word, it was done. And so he addressed Jesus, and Jesus marveled. He said, I have not found so great faith, no, not in all Israel. Notice the way Jesus addresses the matter. Jesus doesn't say if you can get enough faith on the way, or if you can't generate enough faith at the next week's faith seminar. The centurion already had faith. He obviously believed the reports that he had heard about Jesus. In his heart, he knew the words he heard were true. He believed the report that he heard about this man of God, this prophet. And, oh, beloved, if only we would believe God's word and stop and cease and desist trying to analyze every single sentence so it will fit into our cubbyhole of our mental ascent, if we would simply, as a child, believe God. Jesus healed two blind men simply because they believed. They asked Jesus to have mercy on them. And Jesus said, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. And then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And in verse 30, it says, their eyes were open. That's in Matthew 9, 28 through 30. And others seeking the aid of Jesus were found in the Gospel of Mark 5:26. And here we see about in Mark, it was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years. She'd suffered many things of many physicians. She'd spent all that she had, and instead of getting better, she grew worse. And in verse 34, he says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And all she did was reach out and touch the hem of his garment. And Jesus knew that virtue had gone out of him, even though he was in the midst of a crowd and many people were pressing against him. And she came before him and confessed. And that's why he said, because of thy faith, daughter, you're made whole. Go in peace. And in Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise God. Well, let's move on to the 6th step in putting power into our prayers, and that's the act of forgiveness. How important forgiveness is in our part toward others. In fact, remember in our Lord's Prayer, Jesus was very clear. We were to forgive, we ask him to forgive us our debts, our sins, our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we harbor an unforgiving spirit or attitude in our own hearts, Jesus specifically said we would not be forgiven. That's very, very serious. And one of the crucial tests we face in our spiritual walk with God is our willingness to forgive others. Not only say it with our mouths, but to in our heart and act it out in our actions. As we forgive, we demonstrate that we are the children of God. And I know, especially when we've been hurt deeply, when people you may have trusted have turned against you, when friends say something that bitterly cuts you to the quick, it really, really hurts. And at times like that, sometimes you feel you just, I've heard people say, well, I just can't forgive them. Well, you have to be willing to forgive them. It's one thing to have the hurt and pain in your heart, but with your will, you can say, Lord, I want to forgive. I give you this pain. I give you this hurt. And you will find that the Lord is faithful. Mark 11:25 states, and when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Without genuine love, all other values, all other words ring hollow. I'm getting close to the end of the broadcast, but I just feel to take a few moments to pray for those who have been deeply hurt, and you're having a problem forgiving those ones that have just been very cruel and mean to you. Father, right now I come on behalf of those who are having a difficult time forgiving. And Father, all that you're asking is that we are willing. Lord, you can do for us what we can't do for ourselves. And so, Father, we ask that you would just give us the willingness to forgive those who have hurt and offended and caused pain and distress and real distress and hurt in our lives. God, we ask for the ability to forgive. And we ask, Lord, that it's not by feeling, but it's by faith. And Father, I release those who have been bound with unforgiveness. And I thank you, Lord, that you will help them to be able to forgive from the heart. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my time is gone and I thank you for joining me. And we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I just want you to know how much I thank you for your prayerful support, UCM partners, how I appreciate you and my radio family. I pray for you every day, as well as my UCM partners. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say me, God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,